This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Always Parakei Mishnah Yud Dalet Arba Midos Bedeyos. There are four types of people, Bedeyos, in their Tchunos Rucha Shel Adam, in their nature of their characteristic traits, how they act, the spirit of a person. You have one guy, he gets angry easily, but he's easy to settle down, to calm down afterwards. No, you can miratze him, appease him easily. He gets angry at every little thing in the world. However, he right away, he catches himself, and you can calm him down very easily. So now we say, Yotzo Schoroi Behefseidu. The Hainu, his hefsi is much greater than his schar. It's not so great, his nech lirtzois, because at the end of the day, it's very, very likely. And as the Rav says, he's quick to anger on anything. Even though he quickly turns around, switches his personality, switches to now. So appeasement, to call, he's calm. Have said him ruby scholars. His loss is greater than his reservoir, his chash. Because most of the time, his ma'asev are mekulko, messed up, destructive. Because he's quick to anger, called over and over. Kashal is the second meaning, but kashal lechos, it's hard to get angry, but it's hard to calm down. Even though it's very hard to calm down. However, Yotzev said, that negative trait, it goes out of Moshe Koshelish, the great Schar Shu Koshelish, it's hard to anger. It's a very big milo. So it's not so much looked upon, the fact that it's hard to calm down once he does get angry, because the fact that it's hard to anger him, it's a tremendous milah, so the mefsid goes out. The mefsid does not look this bottle in the milah that is hard to anger. Third madrega is kasha lichois. It's very hard to anger, but not lirtois. That's a chosid, meaning he's taka, hard to anger. He can't come out and never get an anger. When he does, right away is maratza. So that's a chosid. That's a man of tremendous midas, toivis. Because he's totally in control of himself. And the mice, even though the mice does, he will get angry once in a while. Mamash very rarely, because no one's perfect. But he wanted to get angry right away, he's in control of that. And we said about this, the second one, who's Kosher Lichos, Kosher Ratzos, the Rav adds over there, but Roy Mice was called him. Since Roy is Mice, are good, because most of the time he's not angry. This is the ifs of the verses of the somehow goes the other way, but this is the right gersa. The last matrag is noyach lichos the kashal dirtzayis. A person that's easy to get angry, very hard to appease. He's a rasha. He's always getting angry with all things, and even when he does get angry, it's so hard to calm down. That's a rasha, and we know Chazal tell us in the Dorim Chavbeit called Kois Bidush the Moshe Rubin Schuyos. The person that's angry is avuiners are greater than schuyos. It says the point of Alchemy Rav Pesha. It also says in Brach, it says, Lo Tirtach Lo Tirtachta. Kaas, which is the hate, is because when a person has kaas, he's not in control of himself. Once you're not in control of yourself, your mind is not working properly, you're susceptible to anything. It's called Akoyes, Kilo, or even Ever Desire. That's how far it is, it says, because when a person is angry and upset, his mind is not working, he's not in control, and he's totally lost it, and because he totally lost it, he's not. He doesn't have the right sense to realize everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then, if a person would realize everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he'd have Midah B'tochen, first of all, he won't get upset. And if he does get upset, he'd rather calm down. But he can't calm down because the person has totally lost it, and Taka's B'tochen is not strong enough. And that's given over the Zohar. But the Ma'aseh said that's the Yisod of the Say. The person has to really watch out for the Midah of Kaas. How dangerous it is and how dangerous it is to everybody around him.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.